VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Search and rescue teams continue to look for the Lion Air passenger plane that crashed Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia, north of Java Island. It had 189 people on board. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lion Air says the jet, on a 1 hour and 10 minute flight from Jakarta to an island close to Sumatra, was carrying 181 passengers, including one child and two babies and eight crew members. Indonesia's disaster agency has posted photos online of a crushed smartphone, books, bags and parts of the aircraft fuselage that had been collected by search and rescue vessels. The weather conditions were normal, but the brand new aircraft had experienced a technical issue on its previous flight. The crash is a blow to the country's aviation safety record after the lifting of bans on its airlines by the EU and the US.
The plane crashed 13 minutes after takeoff, about 15 kilometers off the coast. The accident is the first reported that involves a Boeing 737 MAX, an updated and widely sold aircraft that is more fuel efficient than previous versions of the Boeing 737. The FBI has found another suspicious package addressed to CNN at a post office in Atlanta, Georgia. The package is reportedly similar in appearance to the 13 other packages sent to prominent Democrats and other critics of President Trump last week. It was found on Monday. Police say 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc sent the explosives. He appeared in federal court Monday to hear the charges against him. Law enforcement officials also said Monday that Sayoc had a list of more than 100 other potential targets, and he appeared to be making his way through that list, which included journalists and entertainers. This is VOA News. 46